That was like a part.
Okay,
five.
My boy, say.
Oh, it feels my seat.
After much deliberation. Much deliberation.
No, I mean.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Olam over here is learning Kiddushin.
Yeah.
Huh? So, and also, you're all going to be going into Shidduchin sooner or later. And then you definitely have to know, basically, the halachas of Yichud. Of course, you realize in the small amount of time that we have left, because of the tremendous commotion that just erupted beforehand, we will only be able to discuss a little bit of Yichud. But what I'll do is like this. I'm going to give you, I guess, like for 2 minutes, I'll give you basic klalim of Yichud. Then the Olim should go themselves and take a look at the Gemara Daf Pei, Pei Aleph. It's very easy. It's a Gemara Pei, it's a Gemara Pei Aleph. It's easy Gemara. It's a Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Simin Chav Beis. It's a very straightforward. It's not hard, this stuff. I'll give you the basic klal, and then I'll give you a few cases that hopefully will bring out the point, okay? So, you know, the basic idea is Yichud. Again, we don't know what yet the case of Yichud is. Just envision in your mind, Yichud is a closed room and whatever. We'll see when if a door could open, can't open. But just for a moment, just to get the klalim out, imagine that Yichud case. So Chazal say, one man, one woman, that's Aser. Sometimes it's Daraisa. Sometimes Daraisa. What does it mean that the Yichud is Daraisa? If it's one man, one woman, and she's an Erva, so then it's a Daraisa. From the age of 11 up, all the ladies are Erva. Right? Ladies are Nida. So from that age up, she's Yichud Erva Daraisa. So one man, one woman, once she's 11 and up, that's Yichud Daraisa. Once she's from the age of 3 and up, from the age of 3 to 10 to 11, so then that's Yichud Rabbanu. Still Aser. One man, one woman, that means you're such a tzaddik. You say, look, I just had a niece, right? So Daniel calls you up, he says, you know, what are you doing anyways? You're learning anyways, so what's the difference learning in my house? And that way me and my wife, we can go out, such a chesed, right? So you say, wait, 1 minute, right? For the next 3 years, I can come and babysit, right? Next 3 years, I come. But once she hits the age of 3, so then it would be one man, one woman, Pnuya, so it's not a Daraisa, it's Darabanan, it would be Isser. Isser Darabanan, we'll see. It's very important in Yichud to know what's Darabanan Daraisas, and Kol Tarakul is important, but here it's extremely important, because Yichud, you know, I'm going to tell you the story of Yichud, okay? Yichud is like this is how you remember Yichud for the rest of your life. Everything is awesome, okay? Now, everything I'm going to say in the rest of this year is going to be coolers and coolers and coolers and coolers and coolers. And let's, now we're going to have to be mitzarif together. What if I have a door open and this and that? And there's going to be lots of cheetahs. Once the yichud is a yichud rabbanon, I'm certainly going to have a lot more leeway to be meikol. So it's very important to keep in mind yichud rabbanon is what is a yichud rabbanon. So what do we have? One man, one woman. Deraisa, if she's an erva. I'll give you an example. Give me an example of a 4-year-old erva. How can you have a girl as a 4-year-old erva? No, nobody knows.
Sister.
Well, the sister we're going to see is no problem of Yichud, right? We'll see. Right? Sorry?
A niece is a problem.
No, a niece is you're allowed to marry a niece, but...
What? You have an aunt these days that are 4 years
old. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's an aunt. But a very common case. Everybody say, your sister-in-law, your wife's sister, she's an erva to you. She's 4 years old. So to have yichud with her, let's say one time you're in the house with your mother-in-law goes out and they go out with your wife and they say, look, could you babysit for the 4-year-old? Right? So you have to tell your mother-in-law, no, sorry, it's a problem the two of us together. You might get arrested, and rightfully so. But lemaisa, that's a lot. But it's very important. It's very important. I'm not playing games. There's no games here. But that's why you have to know what the yichud rabbanon and yichud araisa. Because in a yichud rabbanon, I'm going to be, you know, more leeway. Okay? Especially if it's a yartzaita. But if it's a yichud araisa, so then I'm going to be a bit more violent. Okay, so let's keep it in mind. Right? So that's number one. Number two is, so again. Now listen to the number. It's so simple. I'm going to make it so simple for you. If it's not simple for you, I'm going to have to throw you out because I'm afraid it's going to ruin the Siyata Deshmaya. But it's so simple because the numbers are a little bit confusing. You know, I'm making it as evil as possible. Are there any Sephardim here? Any Sephardim? No Sephardim? No Sephardim. So you know what? So I'm just going to do total unadulterated Ashkenazi halacha. It happens to be the Ashkenazim over here. I'm more Meiko in Hilchas Yichud. Okay, we're more Meikel in Yichud, right? Most people don't give shirim like that. But it happens to be we're more Meikel in Hilchas Yichud. So I'm just going to listen closely, okay? Forget the Sephardim for a minute. What happens when you have, you know, Sephardi man, Ashkenazi girl, gets laid with it, but just in the meantime, just hang out only Ashkenazim and nothing else, okay? Right? Levi this year, I'm telling you today, you have to marry an Ashkenazi girl, and you have to have Ashkenazi children, and your system has to be Ashkenazi children. But let's go in order. One man, one woman, like I said, sometimes they're Isis, sometimes they're Rabbanan, now you understand when, okay? Number two, one man, two women. One man, two women is an Isser Yichud, but it's only Rabbanan. Most Paiskim say Rabbanan.
No matter
what
age? What? No matter what age.
We're going to get the ages, and when I have to go in order. There are a lot of things as I'm going along that, what if it's this? What if it's this?
Or is it even past
that's Zichar. Even past, he's right. I'll speak that out. Even if both of them are 12, 15, 18, but once it's two ladies, now why is there Yichud? It's no longer Yichud. There's two ladies. So Chazal say, Noshim Daitim Kalus. It meant Nish Kalus. It meant Kalus. It means that they're Das. I don't know why you guys are clapping. I'll give you a reason to clap in a moment. Okay? It means that the das is kal. The das is kal. And she'll cover up for her, the Chazal say. And she'll cover. You know, the problem with yichud is you have to go into the mind of a mushkis. Right? So it's he's going to cover. She's going to cover for her. And she's going to cover for her. So she's going to say, well, I'm such a big tzadegis. So the Chazal said, one man, two women is still yichud, but it's only going to be the Rabbanan. Okay? How do I matir it again? That's why Ashkenazim break off from Sephardim. But we'll just do straight Ashkenazim. Sephardim, they get the Aser and Aser and Aser over here. But the Ashkenazim, we say, once you up the ante, you say, look, now it's one man, three girls. Right? So that's already too much of a matzav over here, and we're not afraid of error is going to happen. The point is yichud all goes with the vulnerability factor. If the matzav is he feels vulnerable, he feels like nervous to do an aveda, so then I don't think he's going to do an aveda. If he feels that it's conducive to do an aveda, then we're worried. You have to keep that in mind because it comes up over and over again. So if you have one man, two women, you're still afraid he'll do an aveda. In a yichud situation, I'll say the doors are closed. We'll get the cases, but whatever, we need to get the numbers first. So one man, two women, that's taka yichud. But once you up the ante, one man, three women, so then that's already going to be mutter. Yeah, you know, I'm not saying not every shayla, but you say, sometimes you have a shayla, you want to know, is it mutter yichud? Somebody called me up about a week ago. He said to me, he's going up to the mountains, and it happens all the time, and his wife says he has to ask, you know. Sometimes his daughter has a friend that needs a ride to the mountains, and he goes at 5 o'clock in the morning. Right? And his daughter's like an 18-year-old girl, 19-year-old girl. So he's going up for the mountains for Shabbos. And, you know, he wants to know, can he take? And his wife says, he has to ask. He doesn't think it's a yichud problem because the roads people can see and this and that. So I said, you know, not every child is a yichud child. I'm not sure how appropriate it is. I'm not sure how appropriate it is. Right? So he says, well, you know, she'll sit in the back. I go, you mean the trunk, right? So he says, well, no, my side, look at them as, what do you mean? They're like my children. I don't look at the, you know, she's like, you know, hey, I couldn't hold myself back. I couldn't hold myself back. I go, no. We never see 50-year-old people looking at 18-year-old girls. No. Right? Don't lie to me. Don't lie to Callis. It's okay. You called the wrong guy. Right? Liar. Right? Pants on fire. Chakran. Right, you can lie to everyone in the world. You can tell you your son in life. You can lie to everyone in the world. You lie to yourself, you don't exist. Right? At least, you know, liar. Okay, but anyways, so I'm saying not every shayla is a yichud shayla. Sometimes it's inappropriate if he's in the house with three girls, right? So then it's, you know, it's not yichud, it's only chayv misa, right? Verstehe? It's something you have to put up in brain. I'm just saying, but right now, but sometimes it's negeh. We'll see in a minute, you know. Cousins is also yichud, right? Girl cousins yichud, we'll see in a moment. All these things are yichud. So Mamela, he has three girl cousins and whatever, I don't know, they're all over at his house, etc. So then it's a yichud problem. Once it's three, we're okay. That's all. Give me one moment. I just want to make sure the numbers. I'm afraid to answer because I just want to make sure the numbers are clear. At night, so now we go back to a new problem. Night doesn't mean night. I once asked Yashiv. Some of my command this, but my sister, this is what I heard from Yashiv, that night doesn't mean night. Night means the time when people go to sleep. Now, it also doesn't mean even 2 a.m. The concept of night means that people are actually falling asleep. So then we're going to lose people here as our Shemirah. So here, what if I have a matziv of one man, three ladies at night? Night means that they're actually sleeping in the same house. So now the priest can say, well, that already is a problem because now they're sleeping. So the matziv again becomes conducive, yes, for Avera. So here, Maisha says, we can up it again. If we have one man, four ladies, that's already too much. Yizikar, too much rabbim, he's too much nervous that people are going to wake up. And that's already, he's a one man, four women, right? That's already mitzad yichud, that's not a problem. Okay, and we'll see in a minute where this is more practical, but that's the concept. That's in the direction of one man. Okay? What about the other direction?
Yeah.
One lady, I'm not afraid of you. Just because you came back to visit me, I'm not afraid of you. Right? One lady, two men. Okay, so here it's not like that. One lady, two men, we say that a man is somebody who's going to have more of a busha factor, and one woman, two men, is mutter. Okay? You'll do this again. By Sfardim, none of this is true, but one woman, two men, is going to be mutter. Now you go, so it's you and your brother, and there's a cleaning lady in the house, whatever. So the Teretz, it's mutter, because it's one woman, two men, right? So we're in business, right? Now, you go at night, again, the same business, right? So now we have to up the ante a little bit. It's not enough to have just one woman and two men, because so fall asleep, so we up it. And we have one woman, three men, and we're afraid there's too many people here, somebody's going to wake up, and Mimela, da da da. So, what?
Two and two,
that already gets confusing. I have to just keep it as simple as possible. But now, before I go back, is the numbers I said clear? Everything I said is clear? Okay. Now, there's one thing here. If I say, there's a concept in halacha all over the place of a tinuk shenishba. Tinuk Shenishba helps us when you want to know. You know, I was at the Kaisel. I think I told you guys the story. I was at the Kaisel, and I come in, they're looking for a Asiri Kodesh. She's looking around, Asiri Kodesh. Right? So I come, and I yeah, big smile. Here I am. So I see the guy still looking. The guy's still looking. I think, look, he's a fry guy. He's a chalayni. Doesn't so I'm like, you know, no, you only need 10, right? Maybe he doesn't know how to count later, right? You only need 10. This, right? And then I realize, you know, and the other guy tells him, no, we have 10. He goes, no, Svaradim. Right? He only wants 10 Svaradim. You know? Ashkenazim, they're not Jews. You know? We won today. But the concept of Tinuk Shenishba, I can include him in my minion. The guy doesn't know anything. I can include him in my minion. Why? It's not his fault. There's a whole shadow who's, yeah, Tinuk Shenishba. But you all realize that concept is a concept when we're dining. If it's shchit, if it's shchit, if he touches my wine, if it's drape, whatever. And then we have to figure out who's a Tinuk Shenishba and whatever. Okay. Right. But here, in Hilchos Yichud, right, there's a concept known as a parts. Parts means that if you have a person, in this case, it's if you have two men, that they're prutzim, and I'll get to the question everyone's wondering in a moment, or if you have one man and one part, it's fine. But if you have two prutzim, make it easy. So they are people that are parts larayis, and we don't trust them when you have two of them, even with a lady. Okay, so even though we said two men, one lady's mutter, but the Gemara says once you have a parts, so then he ruins the matziv because he doesn't have a busha. So, I'm going to explain everything. He ruins the matziv because he's going to be able to do an aveira. So two prutzim is also. Now, why am I telling this? You all understand that there's no shaila a goy is a parts, right? What's the concept of parts? A parts is he thinks about ladies. Is he a parts? Of course he's a part. Is it his fault? Who cares? Right? Here, we're in the world of Yichud. Yichud has nothing to do with Gzeres HaKosev. Yichud has to do with Yetzahara. Yichud has to do with what's this guy thinking about all day. Right? So that's what he thinks about all day. If you ask him, that's what he thinks. That's what he's doing, right? That's what he's watching about, etc., etc. So now you all understand, that goes without saying. That here, the concept Tinuk Shenishba, Zichud doesn't have any application. And I'll be a bit more chutzpahdik. If the guy's a modern fellow also. Right? He prides himself a modern fellow and he watches internet Yom HaValayla, whatever. There's no Shailet, no Paisik, whoever will live, should live, did live, right, that ever held that this person's not a part. You know, whatever. I'm not getting involved now in his Schar and Hoinish and this, that, but it's a Metzias. And Hilchos Yichud, is he someone that we're afraid of or we're not? So Hilchos Yichud is very practical, so we're afraid of him. Okay, so who's the parts? Who's the parts? Who's the parts, right? So the Mice, the Paiskim all say, this is, I'm quoting now from the American Paiskim, because I know if I start saying, you know, the Paiskim that say, you know, if you have an iPhone, you're puzzled the Atis, right? And then you're puzzled to be Masar Kedushin, and whatever. So I'm not going into that. I'm just going to quote straight from Rebelsky. I think that's fair enough. And Shlomo Miller, you know, the Americanish Paiskim that I think everyone will agree over here, they're not the from the guys like Zelots and Kanoim. I think, you know, I could quote the Israeli Paiskim, but they all say, Chad v'chalat. Straight, no, nobody argues on this. That if you're somebody who has internet, that unfiltered, and in other words, by you, you know, if you're somebody who has a tachlistic internet because you're trying to do business and this and that, that's what you use internet. So you're not a parts, right? Now it's still, they might hold you here, parts, right? But you're not a parts, right? But if you're somebody who has an unfiltered internet and you watch this and you do this, right? So then, Avada, you're a parts in halacha. Right? I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad or feel good for that matter, right? But, you know, I'm not, but that in Allah is called a parts. And that person in Hilchos Yichud is going to be a problem. Marshall, just to give you an example, I have a Talmud. I still have a Talmud, but he's not in the yeshiva anymore. And he had a grandmother that lived across the street from yeshiva. And it wasn't really his grandmother, though. Because your grandmother's obviously not a problem of Yichud. But it wasn't really his grandmother, it was his grandfather remarried, right? And that, so his grandmother, his step grandmother is like 430 years old, right? And she's now living across the street by herself, right? So they used to send over every night. There was a seminary girl who lived in a seminary down the block, and she would go and check on the grandmother and this and that, and she would sit there and be with the grandmother for half an hour. But then the seminary girl, they left, right? And then right, because the seminary girls leave early. The Shiva Bachram, they stay until Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Anyway, so the mice you have over here, the Shiva Bachar, who he now says, he says to me, yeah, but you once said something like it's yichud with a, you know, but like even with Noach's wife, even with Nama, Eishes Noach, I mean, like she's like a prune. So I told him, look, it doesn't say anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that there's a heter for prunes. Mamela, it's a problem. It's a problem, right? And if your mom is cheshbon out, it could be at the shadi of the rice or whatever, but. So he says to me, well, what do I do? So I said, look, the Feltuch Tishtait says, you just make sure the door is open. He says, no, Bubby is a psalak al tanger. He says, you come to the door and you hear like this. You know, she's looking through the thing. There's us! Right? He says, Anshul! Anshul! There? Anshul! Anshul, she's looking through the thing. Right? He sees just like an eye. Anshul! So all of a sudden, Anshul! Right? And then you hear, that she opens and you know the chain. You know that chain, Darton, right? You know the chain, Darton. Click that window. Passport, please. Shrek gets it back, opens it up, he walks inside. And Bubby, you forgot one. No, I didn't get it there, right? So, there's no option here at Pesach Pasuach. There's no option, right? So he says to me, well, is there any Eitzah? So I said, look, two men, one lady, Remekel. Right? Two men, one lady, Remekel. So he says, no, but there's a little bit of a problem. Right? A little bit of a problem is that it's Yitachin that maybe I'm a parts. It's Yitachin. I told him you could do tshuva. No, anything but that. We don't want that. So he wants to know, what if he brings over a good guy? Right? No, so it's one parts, right? And one good guy, so I don't really want the parts hanging out with the good guy, I don't like that shit. By the time you end, we're gonna have two prutz and grandma over here. Right? I don't like that so much. But that lemais I found a lot of parts can say, if you have one parts and one good guy, so that's okay. Because the one good guy, in a case with a wrinkled grandma, I think is makom to be mekel and thus it's on the raisa. So, but you get the point. Are we good so far? So the numbers we have and parrots we have. So I think we're good so far. Okay, let's go fight. Yeah.
You mentioned the step grandmother. Step is everything.
Step. What do you mean?
Like the mother. Or like
the truth is yes. It could be. That definitely could be a problem. It's a kavod chaim, right? It's but we'll get there. But Pasha's a problem. We'll see. There are coolers. I have to right now give you the klal, right? Unfortunately, we don't have that much time. Unless you guys want to stay around for 2 hours today. You guys want to stay? Yeah. Yeah, we'll stay for like 2 hours, right? No, I don't like you guys. I want to leave. I want to leave. But we'll see what we can get. If not, we'll just cancel Shabbos or something. But let's just get to what we can get to. And then, no, but it's true. I want you all to know there are. I told you everything is awesome. Now in Hilchos Yichud, kimat, you shouldn't be able to not find a way to matter, I don't mean matter Yichud, but you're always going to have so many things in your arsenal to get out of the Yichud problem, that generally the more knowledge over here, the more you're going to be so you're going to have a stepmother and it's a problem of Yichud, but there's going to be 50 at Tatum over here, and we'll have to try to find which one applies in this case. There's going to be 50 at Tatum though. Okay, that's number two. Number three, so again, like I said, who's involved in Yichud? It's a mother, is obviously not involved in Yichud. A daughter is not involved in Yichud, and it's no problem. But it's very important to know who's not involved in Yichud. Because once they aren't a Yichud problem, so everyone knows his mother's not a Yichud problem. But once his mother's not a Yichud problem, and we'll see in a moment, his sister, unless it's the case of sister, if a sister, you're with her for the Chazal say, if you're with her, but kvias, the Gemara says, if you're with her for 30 days, right, so then it's the problem of Yichud. If it's just you and her for 30 days.
Just you and her.
Why? Right? Just you and her. Well, I think it's Yichud because it's going to come. What are Chazal afraid of Yichud? They're afraid it's going to come to their eyes. They're also afraid Shvichas Damim. If I'm with my sister for 30 days, I'm going to for sure kill her. I'm sure, like that. But the Chazal said after 30 days, right? I see some guys going, yeah, he's right. I saw. I see Cal sees everything. Relax, guys. But Tachlis. Chazal said, but I'm not going into that sister case because it's not such a common case, right? But the concept of a sister, really, she's a shomer, right? Because there's no problem with your sister, there's no problem with your mother. So now it's very important to know this because grandma your daughter, your sister, all these people, they become shomrim also. So if I have the cleaning lady and my mother, and they're in the house together, right? So now I'm okay, right? Because mom is here to block me, and Mamela, there's no problem. That's the concept of shomrim. Very important to remember this. Now, there are two more. Who's the acid problem? That means a cousin is a problem for sure. A girl cousin's a problem for sure. And now there's two major things you have to know in Hilchos Icha. One is Baila Ba'ir, right? Which again, you guys, I want you to learn the Gemara afterward. You'll see it over Shabbos. It's a quick, easy Gemara. It's not such a hard Gemara. And you read the Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Simcha Beis. It's going to read now. Once you have this background, it'll read very easily. So the Shulchan Aruch says over there, the Gemara says, the concept of Baila Ba'ir. Now, what is Baila Ba'ir? So, there's a big machlokes. Baila Ba'ir means that if the husband is in the city, then she is protected from Yichud. The patch this being is because, you know, they have these undershirts. They're called, what are they called? Wife beaters, right? Wife beaters. Right? Why are they called wife beaters? I don't know the long this, but Mistama's chat is that that's the kind of undershirt that the guys that beat their wife wear. No, I think that's a right? Mistama, that's what they look like.
No shirt.
What? I'd like to talk to you after. No, but I think that's why they got the name, right? That means that. So that's the concept of Baila Ba'ir, according to Rav Moshe. We'll see Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe goes, what's the mahalach of Baila Ba'ir? The mahalach of Baila Ba'ir is that when she's in the same city as her husband. So now what happens? A plumber comes over. I'm talking the door is closed. Otherwise, you can have other tear. The door is closed. The plumber comes over. I got the shot a few days ago because somebody wanted to know because they have to close the door because the baby always walks out, right? So now she has somebody coming over. It's somebody who's installing. Just a moment. A baby's not a shimer. So you have a light. She's putting in some type of lighting and whatever, but the baby's there and she wants to know. It's just her and this man. Sounds pretty bad, right? Sounds like a problem. But here we have the heter of Baila Ba'ir. Baila Ba'ir means that since the husband is in the city, right? He's learning in a yeshiva in the city. Okay, what's called the city? Shine, but definitely Yerushalayim is a city and whatever. So he's in the city. So now, the way Rav Moshe learns, there's a fear factor over here. So she in Hilchos Icha is untouchable. Because he's going to try something, but she's in the back of her mind. She's thinking Bruno, right? She's thinking of those, you know, those like, they look like drumsticks. You know, those big, right? Bam, bam, bam. She's scared. Now, he might not be scared. In Hilchos Icha, we don't care about him, really, right? But she's scared, so male, she's off limits. Now, listen closely. This is very important. So, this is how Rav Moshe learns. Hold off on Shas, because there's a lot of information. Hold off. There's a tremendous amount of information. Whatever we get to. I don't think anybody should paskin the, you know, I guess be machmir, but you have to know the shailas at least, right? By the Be'ir, Rav Moshe learns is that she's afraid of her husband. So, Rav Moshe says, let's say for sure it's not shaykh in the. Now, listen closely. I once asked Rav Yashiv a very chutzpahdik question. I asked him, did he have the heter of Baila Ba'ir? You know, Rav Yashiv was the world's biggest masmid also. He wasn't just the Paisik Ador and the Gadol Ador, right? He was also the world's biggest masmid. So Rav Yashiv never came home during Seder. Yeah, so did he ever have to buy the beer? His wife knows, right? Yosef Shalom ain't coming home. Rav Yashiv said, yeah, you still have to have to buy the beer. Why? Because the concept, again, there's always the far-reaching mind of a person could be sick and a person this. That's enough to make the matziv and Hilchos Icha, what's called vulnerable. She's nervous now, and she can't do aveir in that matziv. Okay, take it or leave it. If you don't like the kula, you can be machmir. But that's now Rav Moshe, he's meisiv one nekuda. But let's say you know the husband doesn't know where the wife is, right? Let's say the husband has no idea. Let's say the wife goes to a jewelry store. A jewelry store is a very very classic example of Yichud, because they have to lock the door, right? They, you know, they have the curtains down. If everyone doesn't remember 47th Street, they have the curtains down because they're afraid of the bad guys, and you have to get buzzed in and whatever. So here you have this guy. You can have a million other Atayim. I'm just giving you an example. Now, you know, her husband don't know where she is, right? Of course not. Right? She's a jewelry store. So now, says Rav Moshe, it's not after Baila Ba'ir, because the husband, the whole concept of Baila Ba'ir is that she's afraid that her husband's going to show up. Right, so Mamela, if she's not afraid her husband's going to show up, because it's not shy for her husband to show up. Right, so then I beside, there's no have to buy the beer.
The Baila Ba'ir is only when she's in her house.
Sorry?
Or in a place where
or the husband knows where she's going,
so,
right?
Can you send a text on the Jewish
there? So again, you have a problem over here. So if you talk, look, let's put it like this. If you tell exactly, then for sure you're okay. Right? But she don't want to tell. But I'll give you an example. They all talk about, like, nowadays, Let's say like this. Let's say now your aunt's going to get labidic here in a minute. I know what you're about to say, but he calls up his wife, and he calls from the office, right? So she sees office. So now says Rabbeisha, right? And her mercy doesn't talk about this case, but the concept says Rabbeisha. Now it would take him 17 minutes to get home. That for sure is an amount of time for yichud. So Mamela, she lost the heter by the beer, because for the next 17 minutes she knows that Bruno is not coming home. So that's no heter by the beer. Now what are you all going to say? What are you all going to say? You're all going to say no, because everyone knows nowadays with the phones.
Right?
So, you know, that which it's saying office and whatever is because he doesn't really want you to know he's in Atlantic City and whatever. Philadelphia, sorry, I forgot. Nowadays you can go there also and gamble. Right? But, you know, so all these things, they're not so simple. So somebody, I said this year, so somebody told me, no, it's the other way around now. Now it's the other way because now, I don't know all the alumnus, but she's able to know Taka where he is. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
iPhone.
Like a tracker, whatever. I know, but doesn't he have a counter tracker? I don't know how these things work, but he's smarter than her also, right? He doesn't want her to know, right? No. Hey, they're in the slot machine.
Yeah, he has a GPS on his car.
There is something. I don't know. So you know what? I'm just giving you the clout. You guys have to figure it out. That if Bekitzer, it's all tachlistic, says Rabbeisha. If it's shayich, that she should know exactly where her husband is. I don't know the Messias right now, but if it's Shayach that she knows that her husband is Vaday not there, but you have to know Bamis, because like I said, half the time, and all of a sudden he's going to come in and say, surprise, right? Because everyone knows all these things, all these shtickles. But let's say it's Shayach to know that the husband is 100% and you know where he is. Right, you know for sure he's in a certain place, whatever the case. I can guess. Yeah. No, you can have a case. I guess Skype. No, you have a case. You have a case of Skype. I'm sorry, you have a case of a person Skype. So you see the background. You see where they are. Right? You see. Isn't it? I don't know. You're gonna tell me no. You can fake out.
No,
you're okay, actually the
background.
You get the point. You get the point, though. What do you say? But there, the border of Eliashiv is that you know where he is. It's true, but it's shy for him to come. Right? You know it's Shaykh if he's sick. No, because that Chazal gave a cloud. Chazal gave a cloud that a woman feels vulnerable. It's a hergish.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Even with my double.
No, but that's already not so pashut. That's not so pashut. If she talking knows exactly where he is. If she doesn't, then you're right. Right? But if she knows exactly or if he can't possibly know where she is.
Right?
What? Yeah, I know. There's another sheet to hear. I'm not going to really bring this shita, because a lot of people can say nowadays that this shita, you know, I'm going to have to explain to you the shita. So, because you'll see, the Chazanish has a meridik chiddush in Baila Be'ir, meridik kula. The Chazanish holds in Baila Be'ir that even if, not like everything we said today, even if it's impossible for the husband to come home, it's impossible. You know he's 17 minutes away, he doesn't know where you are. The heter of Baila Be'ir has nothing to do with wife beater. That's the Ramesha goes with Mahalach. Remember for the rest of your life, Ramesha goes wife beater Mahalach. Right? The Chazanish goes with the Mahalach of it's a certain like psychological subjugation. You know that like a woman could never do such a chutzpahdik thing to a husband when he's in the city. So it's a certain like. Let me explain this in English. It's like she feels a certain shibud, a certain is a good word for this. What? You know, there's a certain word. She feels it's like a certain azus that she can never do. Once her husband is in the city, she feels like spellbound by him. Right? And the mashal, I asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Yes, let's say the husband's in jail, like you know, two houses down. Convenient that the children should be able to see that. Right? But he's in the jail, two houses down. So according to Rav Moshe, the child is a joke. Of course, there's no heter by the ear. Right? He ain't getting out. I mean, he's going to have to big, a pretty big tunnel. He's going to have to get the boys from Aza, the big tunnels and whatever, you know. He's not getting out, right? He's not getting out. What?
It'll
take about 17 minutes to dig the hole, right? It took them like a year and a half, right? So Mr. Tumrel will take it more than 17 minutes. Right? But, so, according to the Maisha, the Shaila doesn't start. Esther Chaim, his uncle, the Chazanish, held this kula. So now, what's the Shaila? According to him, Saif, she's in the ear. So it should be Mutter. So let me explain. He liked the Shaila. He liked the Shaila. We don't even like the Shaila. According to Ramesha, it's not the Heter B'chal Baal Beer. So what's the Tzad? What's the Shaila? The Shaila is that you can hear that even according to Chazanish, maybe in London, that's like a different city. I don't feel subjugated if my husband is behind like barbed wire. But I don't know. You'd have to clear the Shaila, right? When I asked the Shaila of Nissen Karelitz, he said, you know, it's according to Chazanish's mother. I don't know. By the beer is after. Now the Shevet HaLevi says that this heter doesn't apply nowadays ever since the advent of women's lib. Right? Women don't walk around feeling like, you know, we would like this. You guys get married maybe with the expectation that, you know, the guy's going to, and the entire, right? Am I doing it good? That's what you want? No, you want, So it's not mamish like that. My wife is. she better be, right? But it's not mamish like that. They don't have that same type of a subjugation and v'chule. So, tachlis, not now. One last thing in Baal HaBe'er, and unfortunately we'll stop today, maybe next week we'll continue. But one last thing in Baal HaBe'er is that you must know that once I have a Baal HaBe'er case, right? Let's say this girl who she called up about the plumber or whatever, the light installation guy. So the light installation guy, he was allowed to come over. Why? Baal HaBe'er. The husband's in the koil, you know he's not coming the whole morning or whatever, it doesn't matter. You have to Baal HaBe'er. Okay. Now her friend comes over. Her friend's not married. Her friend doesn't have a husband. Right, so, but now, why is she okay? You all know. Because now, you're the shomer. That's what you always have to know. Once we have someone in Yichud, it's not a problem. It's a moment. But there's one major thing you must know in Hilchos Yichud and Baal HaBe'er. There's something called Liboy Gaspa. Liboy Gaspa means that if there's a certain relationship, and it's a healthy relationship, we're not talking about an Aveir relationship, because the Gemara says Rabbi Yosef, one of the Amorayim, had a certain connection, I think it was like with a cousin or Shashvina, whatever the Gemara says over there. If you have a relationship, let's say the person who's installing the light, he's my first cousin. Right? He's my first cousin, he's installing the light, he's my first cousin. So now, you don't have Baal HaBe'er, because Liboy Gaspa is something which counters act. What's the plumbness of Baal HaBe'er? Is that she's afraid, and whatever. But since you know this person, so there's a much more close relationship, we're more scared. So that counters out. Now you always have to know what's Liba Gaspa. You can't, some Svarim, they give Klalim, this is a Liba. There's no Klal. I have a sister-in-law. I have a few sister-in-laws. Some, I don't know the name Bechal. Right? Nothing. Gordon is zero. Then I have another sister-in-law, so she asks me all her shilas. Right? So she calls up all the time and she asks and she this and she that. So Mela, it creates a certain Liba Gaspa situation. So you can't say sister-in-law's Liba Gaspa. Right? You know, you can't say, in most situations, you're going to have to die. Right? If he has a certain shaychis, it's obviously not talking about a vera shaychis. So it has, the person thinks like, you know, it's a lady that every morning he talks to, which he shouldn't be. It's talking about situations which also are obviously mutter, and afapikin, it could be liba gaspa, but it's hard to give a klal. So you have to know that is a isser. In other words, that doesn't matter up by Labi'ir. And then you're going to have to go to the next Tetarium, which I guess we don't have time to today, which is Pesach Pasua, which is all about open door policies. What? Open door policies, unlocked, we have to discuss. I guess we'll discuss next week. We have to discuss unlocked, we have to discuss locked. Right? So, Mr. Shem, anybody who's planning to go this week, just stick till next Friday. I never did this to you before. Maybe it was Bedafka.